One of the main reasons we're doing the PPPs in Puerto Rico is because the investment in infrastructure was very low and it had been declining for many years to the point that it affected actually economic development. And it's important we incorporate private sector and private investment into infrastructure. That's why we are pursuing PPPs. We have identified a large number of benefits with the PPPs. It just brings projects into reality faster than having more traditional approaches to the projects. The other one is obviously we don't do public debt. There's no need to go to the bond market. It is all the risk of the private sector. So we're not even committing to additional public debt. There is a large difference between or the approach that we take in through PPPs compared to a traditional way of doing it. On the traditional way for doing it, the government will actually do all the steps, all full design. Construction would not start until design is completed until 100%, and it will do the maintenance. Here we have done the design and build and maintenance, transfer that to the private sector. We also did a toll road project, which is a very interesting one. We have managed a procurement that has transferred to the private sector the risk of doing capital investments, maintaining the road, and doing the operation in a very efficient manner for drivers, landscaping, fixing the lighting, and restoring signage, replacing signage, all the way to bridge repairs and repavement of the toll roads. And that was new investment that wasn't available in the government before. Also, we have been responsible for doing a procurement of the airport. Again, we're looking for providing, delivering positive change in which an investor will not only do the capital improvements, but also do the maintenance and the operations of the airport with the intention of having a better airport, better global connectivity, world-class facilities. The Schools for the 21st Century is a way to restore investment in public schools that have been deteriorated for many years. Very widespread program across the island, 100 schools, and working in a way that is facilitating investment in schools. At the end of the day, we are benefiting from savings. The government is not dedicating more resources to it, and taxpayers are receiving value because they have a better infrastructure and better public service, and we're actually achieving substantial savings with that.